Angie, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Hello.
And we're talking about the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, and it's, well, actually, I'll let you guys explain it. Just kind of explain what CRP is and why it exists as a program.
CRP is a program that producers seed land down, take out usually their highly rotable land. It's a voluntary program where they plant long-term covers to control soil erosion and water and air quality and develop wildlife habitat. In return, we pay them annual rental payments yearly for a period of 10 to 15 years, depending on what practice they go in. This process will begin general CRP sign-up March 12 and run through April 6. And accepted contracts will not start until the fall, so people can still plant this year.
It's to practice conservation, and there are certain pieces of land that it's better for than others.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, our highly erodible lands, which we have quite a bit of here in Marion County, this program is well suited to take that ground out of production for 10 years, let it have a little rest from cropping, and at the end of the 10 years, we can continue it in the CRP program if that's still available, or it can always go back into row crop production or some other practice. But it's something that we help, USDA gives a payment for a yearly basis. It's just like having your ground rented out, and you actually get to do some good. It's really good after the last 4 years of heavy rainfalls we've had and all the soil erosion to give that ground a little break and let it rest and heal itself.
All right, and how do you determine who is eligible for this program?
Eligible producers are someone that must have owned the land for 12 years by the close of sign-up, which would be April 6th, so they've had to have owned it a year. As far as eligible land goes, we're taking cropland out of production, so it has to be something that's been cropped, row cropped, in four of the years, 02 to 07. So we go back, when the producer comes in, we go back and we pull records. We do have some instances where hay ground is eligible. If you can prove a rotation of not more than 12 years, sometimes we can get things in that way. Those are a little more few and far between, so I just encourage people to come and, you know, if they're interested in it, show us and we can look it up and tell them if it's eligible.
And any ground that was in CRP back in those days, you're well aware of the program, but that would also be eligible if it's been cropped for a few years since then. So if you want to put it back into CRP, that's still an option also.
And I know that you said there's a lot of highly erodible land around here. Do you see a lot of farmers taking advantage of this, or up and is it been increasing or decreasing lately, or is it pretty steady?
It actually, with cash rent rates going up so high, we have seen some people actually wanting it out of CRP for that reason. The rental rates have gone up for CRP than what they were several years ago. However, they're, you know, they don't match those cash rent rates. But it's good, like Jeff said, it's good for land that's marginal, that doesn't produce a good crop. So, you know, we have some of both. Some people, you know, are really interested in it, and some people want to take it out because of the cash rent rates and the prices right now.
I think what we really had happen this last year was people took out the parts of the field. They just took out the parts that weren't producing, were eroding bad, and taking that part, putting it into CRP, still keeping the good ground up on top of the hill, the ground that was producing. We have so much better technology now. They know where they're producing their good yields. You guys know what to think about putting in and what not to.
So it's encouraging farmers that if they do have that eroding cropland, that land that hasn't been producing well, this is an option for them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we highly recommend that.
Yeah, we highly recommend doing those little areas.
Yeah. You said that sign-up starts on March 12th. And what do those landowners, those farmers need to sign up for this program?
Basically, just come in the office. They'll show us on a map what piece they're interested in. We'll look up the eligibility here. We then will just start the process telling them what kind of seed. It's a point-based system, so you get higher points for doing certain things. NRCS will be available also to answer any questions they have about seedings and those kinds of things. And then at that point, we'll tell you that we're going to figure what the rental rate would be based on what option they elect, and then we'll let them know that they can come back in and actually sign the contract if they're interested once we figure out what the rental rate will be. The rental rate is based on the high three predominant soils, and we have different rates for each soil type.
Okay, and that contract that locks that land then into CRP for a lengthy period of time?
10 to 15 years, depending on the practice.
Because that's how long it takes in order to really make the program work, really.
Yeah, the 10 years is, it gives it a good rest. I mean, we don't want to do this on a take it out for 1 year. It's a long-term commitment on the producer's part to do this, but you know, we also, we're locking it in. We know where we're going to be for the next 10 years.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add today?
Well, just, yeah, if anybody's interested in it, please just contact our office. The process starts over here at FSA. And we, like I say, we work really close with the soil office. And so, yeah, just stop in and or give us a call.
Yeah, one thing to remember on this isn't for the 2012 crop year. This is 2013 mm-hmm. crop year. So if you have your inputs, if you already have your land rented this year, you can still look at it for next year, because this is the time we do it. This is going to be the only opportunity to do it before next year.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.